You Haven't Changed a Bit, written by Moriki91 and read by Wilfriede0815. Fandom, The Locked Tomb, Relationship, John Gaius / Admiral Sarpedon. Rating, Mature, no archive warnings apply. Additional tags, Nonlinear Narrative, Crack Treated Seriously, Fade to Black. John can have one meme as a treat. Summary. 20 years after the best one-night stand of his life, Admiral Sarpedon learns the secret identity of the man that rocked his world. It was the first time in 20 years that the recently promoted Admiral Sarpedon would be back on the Erebos. In front of the washroom mirror, he made sure the twisting organs in his torso had zero effect on his outward appearance. He slicked back his hair with unscented gel, polished the buttons of his dress uniform until they gleamed in the fluorescent light, and dusted himself all over with a lint roller. There was absolutely no way the man from 20 years ago would still be stationed there, but Admiral Sarpedon coiffed himself as if he were. The man from that one fateful night influenced the majority of Sarpedon's actions, as he had for the better part of 2 decades. Sarpedon dressed for meeting the man again every time he donned his dress uniform. The one time he lay in the infirmary on the verge of a spontaneous trip to the river, Sarpedon prayed to see him again. After the nasty falling out with his mother, Sarpedon used that night as a guiding light in the aftermath. So, his appointment to the Erebus, and the inspiration behind his hair gel, was just the latest excuse to reminisce. The day itself was unremarkable, if a bit tiring. Sarpedon had been supervising a squad of soldiers with real longswords, the first blades they had wielded in their short lives. Despite careful training with practice swords, there were not one but 2 serious injuries, for a group that numbered less than 10. Both injuries were the result of the teenage ignorance of knowing better than the necromancer trainer, and Sarpedon lacked a ranking that would automatically earn their respect. The victims were stabilized, at least. But at least one of them was getting an honorable discharge. No one was being transferred to the front lines, where the problem soldiers usually went, which was a plus at least. It all resulted in a stressed Sarpedon stepping to the ship bar for a much-needed drink, and maybe a little tale. He had been nursing a second martini when he stepped into his life. The man was ageless, gorgeous, a little odd. He wore sunglasses and claimed the artificial lights were too bright for him. Sarpedon remembered the bartender bowing in reverence when she delivered his drink. That's when he turned to Sarpedon, and the trajectory of the universe shifted like a supermassive black hole had entered the gravitational field. He was an admiral now, survivor of more battles than could be counted, and that included the fateful incident regarding his mother, which, honestly, was more fatal than any frontline action. Now officially welcomed on the Erebus, Sarpedon walked beside Admiral Deuteros, his tour guide. The two of them reminisced more than they talked about anything else. The Erebus had not changed in the 20 years Sarpedon was away. He remembered running through these corridors with his squad, getting Bari at the officer's mess, with the luxury of steamed oat milk. These were also the halls where Sarpedon learned to tamp down his nerves and take command of a horrid situation. This is where he learned to be a leader, to be a good fuck, to be a soldier. This was the only place where he was celebrated for ripping an enemy's spine from their torso with their own synergy. "If you'd prefer to get back to something more important than my tour," Sarpedon said after a full minute of silence, "don't feel obligated to remain at my side, Admiral." Deuteros sighed. "I appreciate the offer," he said with an empathetic heaviness. "But there is nowhere else I'd rather be. And if you'd forgive me for saying so, you are a better conversation partner than I would have otherwise." "But sir," Sarpedon replied, falling into the ease of hierarchy that no longer applied to him, "we're barely saying anything." Deuteros chuckled. "Exactly, my good man." The hurried footsteps of a messenger interrupted them. A pearlescent armband on the young soldier's bicep announced that the missive came from the kindly prince himself. Sarpedon's innards curdled like spoiled milk. Despite this being his second tour on the Emperor's flagship, Admiral Sarpedon and the Emperor Undying had never before met. Deuteros read the missive as the soldier hurried on their way. He sighed and handed it to Sarpedon to read. "Our leisurely tour is being cut short," Deuteros translated preemptively. Sarpedon was grateful. The gibberish chicken-scratch handwriting was almost impossible to comprehend. Individually, he knew the definition behind each of the words, but their collective meaning was elusive.
"Then we better hurry along."
Sarpedon gambled his life on the hope that Deuteros was an agreeable soul, and Sarpedon's next words wouldn't be interpreted as traitorous.
"Along the way, could you help me decipher this?"
"I can certainly try," Deuteros said. "The Emperor, may his everlasting reign be eternal, only explains the code once every 100 years or so, and the last person who heard it was blown to pieces with his notes." The man was, and remained, the best fuck Sarpedon ever had. They fell back into Sarpedon's quarters, which were closer to the bar, and Sarpedon proceeded to have both his back and his mind blown. "The sunglasses stay on during sex," the man said, as he pushed Sarpedon into his pathetic little bunk. Sarpedon lay prone, his trousers already undone, and his arousal standing at attention like the excited soldier it was. The man towered over his quarry, surveyed his conquered like a kingdom. This moment where they didn't touch, where Sarpedon exposed his vulnerabilities, this moment of anticipation and desire, this was the sexiest moment of Sarpedon's sorrowful life. The man had given no name, expressed a dislike of foreplay, and smirked with a smile made of secrets. Sarpedon was, obviously, beyond the need for teasing. When the man freed himself, Sarpedon gasped in admiration. He was a fellow field, and the man was the farmer. Half naked and determined, he mounted Sarpedon and proceeded to plow, sow, and harvest. Sarpedon was never the same since. The next morning, Sarpedon had woken up sore and alone. He felt like his organs had been temporarily rearranged. His ass was certainly incapable of holding anything. Even so, Sarpedon still ran with his squad, brushed his teeth, and otherwise continued on with his life. The man was only ever revisited in memories. That is, until, a little over 20 years later, a recently promoted Admiral Sarpedon followed his new colleague into a cohort admiralty meeting. There was a round of introductions for Sarpedon's benefit, but the most memorable encounter was with the Lord over the River. Sarpedon knelt in sore fealty and kissed his familiar brown knuckles. It was only when everyone finally took a seat and the lights dimmed that Sarpedon finally allowed himself a moment of panic. It didn't matter that another battlecruiser met an untimely end from a Herald missile, nor did it matter that Blood of Eden's presence spread one planet closer to the Nine Houses. All of that paled in comparison to the man who became God and the God who became man. Because he also happened to be the best fuck Admiral Sarpedon had ever had. Idly, Sarpedon's gaze drifted to the kindly prince, who very quietly but very obviously placed a small peanut on his tongue and slowly closed his mouth over it. Then he stiffened, and that dark and unsettling gaze drifted over the length of the table until it met Sarpedon's wide-eyed wonder. God regained his confidence, the same confidence that he had brought to a bar more than 20 years ago, a swagger that won the youthful lust of his most recent admiral. He winked. Sarpedon blushed. And, much like life, the meeting continued unhindered. The end.
From the author note, "I think this fic is overall funnier if you think that John is a crap lay." Tipsy Kitty, I saw the part about John's history teacher body in your request letter and found this fic. Hopefully you'll enjoy it as much as I did. Happy ITPE season.